time is.
It's Pastor Adam's podcast.
Hello, everybody. Since it's the beginning of the year still, you know, we're still in January, 2 weeks in. I've been looking at 2025 and sort of setting some goals, you could say. I have a lot of songs that I'm writing that I want to get recorded. I want to accomplish that. A couple EPs or an album, I don't know. As I said last week in my podcast, there's some health goals I'm trying to get after with my body, you know, all that. But then there's also Sunday morning here at church. So I also started looking at, like, you know, what are my goals for worship here at my church? And well, right off the bat, I know that there's a handful of songs that I need to introduce to the congregation. Got a new one this week called Narrow Road that I'm excited about. But I also have a playlist on my Spotify that I put new worship songs in that I hear, so that I can reference them, you know, and you know, like, there's probably 50 or 60 songs in there. And I know I won't be doing all 50 or 60 songs, but whenever I find something that I find good or impactful that, like, touches me or whatever, I put it in this playlist, and then I just continue to listen. And then I can decide if I'm going to use it in upcoming services, all that. Luckily, I'm at a church that allows me to experiment with new music, add a lot of new songs. As I mentioned in a previous podcast this past summer, the average church in America adds about 12 to 15 songs a year. And over my 4.5 years here, I've added around 43 per year. So some have become, you know, some of those new songs have become staples in our worship, or, you know, like, you could say, put into some sort of heavy rotation. Others sort of fall off and are never heard again. And sometimes it really surprises me when a song kind of falls flat. But luckily that doesn't happen very often. But also, to me, how boring would it be not only to be a musician in a worship band that adds 12 to 15 songs a year, but, like, you're going every week listening to the same songs. Like, you need some excitement, right? But I also think that it's probably hard for a lot of worship leaders when crafting their Sunday morning, because their songs, you know, that are always well received. They get people singing, and you'll have participation. So putting a new song in there, or two, if you're crazy enough, which I just may happen to be. Yeah, I think I've done three once in a week. It's crazy, I know. But doing that, putting some new songs in, when you know you could just rely on the ones that gets everybody singing, might seem, I don't know, like, counterintuitive, because you want people to sing. You want people to worship. You want participation. But to me, every time I feel, you know, God put it on my heart to share with people new songs, you know, and me to lead a new song, because I'm all about the new songs. I love hearing new things, and I want you to hear them too. A major bummer, though, when I find new songs, like, there's songs that I hear that I'm like, oh, this is the best, but it's super specific regarding a certain subject or whatever, that it can only really be used for certain messages. That bums me out. Like, for instance, there's this song called Black Sheep by Ben Fuller. I can't get enough of it. I love it so much. It's probably the number one song for me from last year that was released. Like, I just think it was the best. But the song is specific, meaning it's talking about, you know, someone who thinks that they're better off not around. They're struggling internally, but they're acting like they got it all together. But, you know, there's a lot going on in it with the individual that the subject, you know, the subject matter that's talking about. And in the chorus, you know, it's like, how's it going out there acting like you don't care? You know, like, how's that heart of stone? You know, it's hard when it's not so hard when you're alone. But then he said, but Jesus loves you, black sheep, you know, all this, there's a lot of good stuff in it. It's a great song. And I'd love to sing that at church on a Sunday morning. And even though I think a lot of people would connect with it, understand it, feel it in some sort of way, it's absolutely not a song that you'd be like, hey, let's stand and worship. Let's lift our voice to Jesus. Let's sing Black Sheep. It's just, it'd be weird. Now, if there is a message focused on that sort of subject, that story, believe you me, I'm 100% playing that song. But back to the point. I'm all about new songs, new worship. I like new in general. I like going new places. I like eating at new restaurants. I like getting new guitars. We know I love that. Finding new music, watching new shows. I'm all about that stuff. But I know a lot of people aren't really comfortable with new all that much. Because change is not embraced in a lot of people. So that's what this devotional is really going to be about today. Embracing change and new things in your life. And that's exciting, right? I hope it is. So this controversial and scary thing we call change is one of those things that, while inevitable in our lives, many of us, we will resist it. Whether it's a new season in life, a shift in our routines, or an unexpected change can bring discomfort. We grow accustomed to the familiar, yet we fear the unknown. But if we think about it, as Christ followers, we're called to embrace new things. Not because they're always easy, because they aren't, but because they can lead us to deeper growth, greater faith, and a profound relationship with God and others. So today's devotional, I want to explore how we can embrace the new in our lives. Lean into that change and trust God is working good in and through us, even when the process feels difficult. So the first thing we have to do, I've said it already here, is embrace the new. You embrace it like a big hug. The first step to navigating change is to choose to embrace it. You have to choose to embrace it. It's important, choosing to embrace it. Not reluctantly, not dragging your feet and complaining about it. Change often introduces something unfamiliar. Whether it's, a new way of worship, a fresh ministry opportunity, or a shift in how we connect with God. As we grow in faith, God often calls us to leave behind old patterns and embrace the new things he's doing in our lives. And just as I talked about it earlier, I want you to embrace, wherever you're at, whether you're in my church or another one, embrace new worship music. Now, obviously worship's my wheelhouse, but worship is it's the heart of our relationship with God. A part of embracing the new is being open to new forms of worship. And it might be as simple as, listening to a new genre of Christian music or attending a service that has a different style of worship than you're used to. Now, this is specifically for my listeners who do not go to my home church. I'd like you to stay here. I don't think you need to go to another place that has a different kind of worship, because I feel like I give you a good variety of worship styles here from week to week. I'll give you like a nice country feel to a song. I'll give you a hard rock song. I'll give you that contemporary Christian feel. I'll give you some bluegrass now and then, or, like a straight acoustic. There's a lot. I give you a lot of different things. So that's my disclaimer. But God speaks to us in many ways. And sometimes a new sound, a fresh style, an unfamiliar song, it can open up our hearts in ways that we didn't expect. Psalm 96, 1 through 2 says, "Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name, tell his salvation from day to day. The psalmist invites us to sing a new song to God. That doesn't mean abandoning the old, but being willing to step out of our comfort zone, try something fresh that can deepen our connection with Him. And as I said, I like to add new songs, a lot of new songs. But let's just say I add one new song a week. That's 52 songs a year, which, if we're being honest, is pretty much with the pace that I'm on. A little bit more, but whatever. But that also means that throughout the year, I'm playing 208 songs that are pretty familiar. So it's not like people are only hearing new songs. But again, embrace the new ones that I do introduce, or whatever worship leader is your worship leader. So embrace those new ones at your church. Now we'll move on to this. Embrace new ideas in worship. Worship is not just confined to music we sing or the services we attend. It's more of a lifestyle, an offering of our whole selves to God. Embracing the new can mean, rethinking what worship looks like in your daily life. Worship just isn't about singing songs. It can also be about giving generously, volunteering your time, or ministering to others. Romans 12:1 says, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship." That scripture didn't say anything about singing. True worship is about offering all we have, our time, our talents, our treasure, as an act of devotion to God. Sometimes this means stepping out into new roles or opportunities where we can serve others and spread God's love in unexpected ways. And a big part of that is being able to embrace new ways to minister to people. As we embrace change, we're also going to embrace new opportunities to minister to others. This means serving in a new ministry at a church, reaching out to someone in need, or finding a fresh way to share the gospel with somebody. Every day is an opportunity to minister to the people around us. And sometimes change can present us with new adventures to do just that. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old is gone. The new is here." When we embrace the new in our lives, we embrace the transformation that Christ is doing within us. The transformation empowers us to reach out to others with love and grace that we've received. Embracing the new can be as simple as making a new friend or getting involved in a new ministry. Now, that all sounds pretty easy, I'd say. But you also need to know that change can be hard, but God will be with you. So transitioning to new things can be difficult. Change forces us to step out of our comfort zones and embrace the unknown. And it's difficult because the unknown is unknown. We don't know what's going to happen. But the good news is that when we're not alone in the process, we have God. He's always with us. He's guiding us, comforting us, and strengthening us when we move forward. And while change can be tough, it's also a process where God refines us and teaches us to trust Him more deeply. So, embrace that process of transformation while you are going through it. In any time of transition, it's important to remember that God's at work in our lives. Change often involves growing pains, but we can trust God's process to shape us more into His likeness. And we see that clearly in Romans 8:28. It says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." So even when new feels uncomfortable or challenging, we can trust that God is working. He's molding us, bringing us about His good purpose in our lives. When things do get uncomfortable, remember too that we need to lean into God's strength during that transition. When facing change, it's easy to feel overwhelmed or unsure how to go forward, to proceed. But God promises to give us strength when we are weak. Isaiah 41:10 encourages us, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." In the midst of change, we can lean on God's promise and find peace in his presence. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us, no matter what new things he's calling us to embrace. We also have to trust God's timing and his purpose. Sometimes change feels like it's happening too quickly, or we don't see the full picture of why things are shifting. It's in these moments that we must trust in God's perfect timing and his good purpose for us. Proverbs 3, 5-6 reminds us that to trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, and all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Even when the road ahead seems unclear, God is leading us. And we can trust that he's guiding us towards what is best. And lastly, when embracing the new, open your mind to new possibilities. As we embrace change, we also need to open our minds to the vast possibilities that God may introduce into our lives. New things can be scary, but they also hold the potential for incredible growth, new opportunities to serve, and a deeper experiences with God. By opening ourselves up to what God has for us, we position ourselves to experience his blessing in unexpected ways. So, for instance, opening up your mind to possibilities. My wife, before we moved here, was in children's ministry. We get here, she's not in children's ministry, and she doesn't know what to do with herself. She does some home daycare stuff for a while, which she'd done before, but then it just wasn't what she wanted to do, so she stopped that. And then she started this dog walking business with my daughter, which turns out it's pretty much just her. And her business, she gets so much money from going, she has so many clients in the neighborhood, she goes, takes care of these dogs, all that stuff. In the midst of that, she starts a charcuterie business where she's making these charcuterie boards for everything. She didn't know she had that in her, that she could do something like that, that she enjoys. Then we have someone from church who's in the insurance industry comes to her and tells her she's amazing at it, helped doing all that. So it's like there's all these different things that she has going on that she didn't expect that God put in her lap, which is pretty awesome to see. So God is always at work, bringing new opportunities for us to grow, serve, and experience him in fresh ways. We're called to be receptive to these opportunities, whether they come in the form of a new job, a new friendship, or a new challenge. Ephesians 3:20 reminds us, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power is at work within us." God's plan for our lives exceeds what we can ask or imagine. When we open ourselves to new possibilities, we give him room to work in ways that we never thought were possible. But for that to happen, a little more, I don't know, smoothly, you need to open your mind to new ways of thinking. And part of embracing the new is being willing to shift our mindset. Sometimes we get so attached to the old ways of doing things that we miss out on the new things God wants to teach us. Romans 12:2 calls us to not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. As our minds are renewed, we become more open to seeing things from God's perspective and understanding his will for our lives. God can do more than you can imagine. And sometimes the fear of the unknown keeps us from embracing that new. We get caught up in what might go wrong rather than what might go right. We forget or we ignore that God is the one who holds our future. Isaiah 55:9 says, "As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts." When we open our minds to the possibilities that God has in store for us, we align ourselves with his great purpose and trust that he's leading us towards what is best. Now look, I know change is not easy, but I also know that it's a necessary part of the Christian life. Embracing the new, whether that's, you know, a new worship experience, new ways to serve, or new opportunities to grow, it opens up to opens us up to a deeper faith and closer intimacy with God. Just like in that song, Oceans, Take Me Deeper Than My Feet Could Ever. That's deep. Like, that's scary a lot of times. But I hope we can embrace change with hope and trust for you to, you know that God is at work for our good. I want to close this with something new, something I've never done before here. See, you got it? We're going to embrace the new. I have questions for you that you can listen to, reflect on, which is specific to this devotional. I don't know if I'm going to continue to do this, maybe. But here's the questions. Number one, what new thing is God calling you to embrace in this season for your life? What new thing has God called you to embrace in the season of your life? Number two, how can you open yourself to new ways of worship and serving others? There's got to be opportunities that you've been thinking about. Number three, what fears or hesitations do you need to surrender to God in order to fully embrace the new opportunities he's offering? It's a good question. Last question. Or comment, take a moment and pray, ask God for strength and courage to trust him during these times of change. That's what you need to be doing. So, yeah, that's what I have for you today. I hope it was impactful. I hope you got something out of it. But you have a good one, and I'll see you next Wednesday.